Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is letting go of fixing other people's feelings. So, why do you think that we try to fix other people's feelings? And what feelings are we talking about?
Well, I think that a lot of times we're trying to make other people happy, make them feel good, you know, all the things that codependents do. We just get in there and mess things up is what we're really doing. When we get in there and try to fix somebody's feelings, then, you know, sometimes what happens with that is that person becomes dependent on you to fix their feelings, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's really not our job to make other people happy. It's their job to find their own happiness. We can be loving, supportive, you know, even maybe give some direction. But can't fix it.
No, and they will become dependent. And then when you don't fix it, they'll get mad at you.
Yes.
I had that happen the other day with my son. He is used to people fixing things for him. I've kind of backed off and, you know, just kind of let go of control there and am trying to. But I don't remember what it was. Something was wrong the other night, and there was nothing I could do to, I think he had a stomach ache or something. And I offered what we had, and I think he wanted me to keep, you know, he wanted me to, what's the word? I don't know, coddle him maybe. I don't know, but I didn't. And he got upset. And the next day I realized why. It was because, yeah, I didn't go out of my way to try to fix it for him. And he's so used to people doing that, that it created a feeling for him. So.
Well, when he gets out in the real world.
Yeah, it's not going to be helpful, right?
It's not going to be helpful if he's looking for people to, yeah.
No. I'm going to say my infamous words, but it's not me doing it to beat myself up. Like, I used to be that person.
Oh, God. Here we go into history.
Never wanted to be coddled. And this is helpful. It's not helpful to be coddled. It only makes you feel more insecure, and you need more of that feeling.
Yes, I coddled you at one point.
Yes, yes. And it was a huge adjustment the day that that dance changed. It was. It was a huge adjustment. I had to work on my insecurities. It forced me to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I wanted to stay in this relationship, and if I wanted to not choose that anymore, then I had to work on my insecurities. And it forced me to.
Yep. You had to claim your power.
Yeah. It's not a powerful feeling. It's kind of like what we were talking about the other day. I've always positioned myself as the weak person. Mm. Like, I always have.
Yeah, but you see what you get from it when you act weak? Then you have people come along to save you, right?
Yeah, you have people that come and validate you are weak. Yeah. So
that's true, too.
Yeah. I mean... So it's, you gotta work on, I have to work on, and, you know, I still have insecurities today, not right. Like that, but yeah, when you don't try and fix it for somebody, it forces them to look at themselves, hopefully.
Yeah, it empowers them.
Or go find somebody else, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but we were talking about, yeah, just, you know, feeling people's insecurity and jealousy. It's not a comfortable, it's not a comfortable thing to admit when you feel that from somebody.
Right.
but it's there. So, and you can't fix it. That's the thing. You can't, no matter how much you try and include that person, how much you try and make them feel, no, I've done it with certain people, and it'll never work. Yeah. It'll never work.
No, it won't.
They have to want to change.
Yeah.
Themselves.
Yeah. I used to pretend that I didn't see people's jealousy, but at the same time, try to fix it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Try to build them up, try to make them more important by minimizing myself.
Yes.
All the crazy stuff I did. It didn't change anything because it's their work. We can't do their work for them. So it's their work. And if they're not willing to do the work, they're just going to be stuck. But maybe when they're stuck long enough, they'll maybe get some help. Or they'll, like you said, find somebody else.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Just bounce from person to person, trying to get that, whatever it is.
That feeling.
Yeah.
But it creates insecurity.
More
when someone's of it. When someone says, you know, I trust your process, I trust you'll figure it out, those are very empowering words.
Yeah.
You know, not to somebody that wants to be a victim.
Right.
But to somebody that is really trying to own their power, it's very helpful to say that.
Yeah, it forces them to find more of themselves. And I can speak for myself on that. It's forced me to find more of myself.
Yeah, and build confidence, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Those are empowering words.
Yeah. Yep. I use those words a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today they feel empowering. Like I said, it was a process getting there. There's a lot of fear that shows up and a lot of insecurity when you're used to doing it a certain way. Mm-hmm. So it kind of forces you to walk through that, which is good.
And I always like to ask the question, what does your gut say?
Yeah.
You know, to teach women to trust their gut, trust their intuition. That's your guide right there. That's your roadmap, you know, with God's signature on it is your intuition. So asking someone, what does your gut say? And then it forces them to kind of think a little deeper. And generally they can come up with the answers.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I always want to say, I don't know. And then the next thought it'll be the truth.
Yeah, but that's probably from yours, from me saying to you, you know, Jess.
Yeah.
You know the answer is there, and then you pull it out. Right?
Yeah.
And now you just do it on your own.
Yeah, it's definitely
changed.
It has.
Yeah.
It's helpful. These conversations are helpful to remember that.
Yeah.
The process.
We all have our own answers.
Yeah.
You know, we all have them. And sometimes we need guidance. Sometimes we, you know, we need help with that. But sometimes we can figure it out too.
Yeah. Yep. Can't fix other people's feelings. Can't do it. I know it's an uncomfortable thing. Like I was telling you, a situation at work, I tried to fix something, tried to include somebody. I should have just walked away. I should have just walked away. But then the feeling is I'm rude. I'm rude for not including that person. So it's like I either feel guilty.
Yeah, but who's saying all that, Jess? Who's making all that noise? Who's saying you're rude?
Well, my head.
Yeah, so it's lying to you right there. Right? Your head is lying to you. It's tricking you into going against your gut.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. It's giving you bad advice.
Yeah.
Just because your head says it doesn't mean it's true. If your head says it, most likely it's not true.
Yeah.
What did your gut tell you in that situation?
Probably, I don't think I was listening, honestly.
Looking back now, what did your gut say? What was your gut saying?
Just go, just leave. I mean, it was fine. Yeah.
Just let
it be. It's what I would have done on a normal night if that person hadn't been there. I mean, mm-hmm. I would have just walked away. Never gave it another thought.
Yep.
So, Yeah. But when I feel that feeling coming towards me, it's like, ooh, I want to try and include this person. I want to try and fix this feeling for them. But really, it's trying to fix it for me because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
I spent a lifetime trying to heal my sister's jealousy. And yeah. Mostly by ignoring it. Pretending I didn't see it. But that really just that wasn't helpful. Probably I should have confronted her out of the gate.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just pretend I didn't see it all those years. I just enabled her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone both ways. I've ignored it. And I've confronted it and tried to just lay everything out there, like not tiptoed around it. That didn't work either with certain people, because if they don't want to change, then yeah.
Yeah. But it sets a boundary.
Yeah, it did. It did. It did definitely set a boundary. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what we were talking about this morning. New rules. New rules today.
Can't pretend there's not an elephant in the living room.
Mm-mm.
Taking a big dump on your favorite carpeting.
Oh, yep. Pretty much is what it feels like.
Yep. And the elephant has diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it feels like.
And then you walk around and pretend like you don't see it.
Yep. Just tiptoe. Like.
Yep. It gets stinky after a while.
Or try and clean it up. Like,
yeah, that just makes it.
Not work. Even our mess, but
yep.
Try and clean it up.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Nope. Got to set a new boundary. New rules today. And I was telling you, my rules are pretty, honestly, I don't require a lot. Be a nicer person and respect my boundaries. Those are like my two biggest things. Yep. Be nice. Respect my boundaries and give me space when I ask of it. That's it.
Yeah.
But people that don't know how to respect boundaries don't even know what that means. To them, that feels probably, I don't know, ouchy in some kind of way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can't fix it. Can't fix it, but can set a boundary.
Yes. That's all we can do is set a boundary. And that person, you know, I think I probably always knew that if I confronted my sister, we probably wouldn't be talking. Because my sister doesn't do confrontation.
Yep.
She doesn't admit her faults and she doesn't do confrontation. And it would have got me nowhere because I finally did confront her. But by then, it was just too much had piled up at that point.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
when, you know it with certain people, and that's why we don't confront them, because we don't want to be abandoned.
Yeah, and two, I think, you know, I tried to fix it for my sister because her and my mother had an odd relationship. Definitely my brother was my mom's favorite, but my sister and my mom just had this odd relationship, and I think I was always trying to fix it. Like my mom would take digs at her, and I would always try to protect my sister and stand up for her, and tell my mom she shouldn't do that. But and then on the other hand, you know, I would try to make it better for my sister, try to minimize myself and make it better for my sister. It was just a hot mess.
Yeah.
Just looking back, it was just a hot mess. Their dynamics had nothing to do with me.
Nope.
You know, my sister took it out on me because she wouldn't take it out on mom, and she wouldn't take it out on a brother or a dad. She took it out on me, her jealousy. But it really never was my issue. That was always my sister's issue. And whatever the dynamics between her and my mother, that was between them. They just didn't jive too well. Let's just say that. They just didn't. And but that wasn't mine to fix.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. It never is ours.
No.
We'll just make a mess out of it.
Yep, just better to stay out of it. Let people figure it out or not.
Yeah.
Up to them. But yeah, sometimes it will force people to own their power, like for you.
Yeah.
You, yeah.
Went in a good direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could have gone. I could have just gone and found somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that was my dance at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But so, it can change.
Mm-hmm.
We're all capable of changing.
Yes.
If we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your word today?
Quiet.
You're so funny. I'm
gonna bounce back.
You're hanging on quiet. To that one.
I'm rolling with this train. Yep.
The only word in my head right now is love. I delivered this house. I think I've talked about it before, but it was one of my last ones last night. They have these huge blocks on their front porch, like huge. You can sit on them that say love. And I kind of enjoy going there, even though it's like one of the longest driveways I have to walk down. Like, I kind of look forward to it now because I get to the end and there's this huge love. So kind of nice. So,
yeah.
Love is my word today.
Good one.
Yeah. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I should have shut the door.
I heard that.
I hear somebody in the background.
Yep.
No, I don't. That's it today, Chess.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!